Lord, where we repeatedly heard these concepts. For this same message of forgiveness and acceptance appears all over the Bible. And so, why is it that we grow up in a country where Christianity is still the leading religion, but racism and sexism are still very prevalent, where humans every day judge each other based on appearance, where we exclude those who are different and push away those who made a mistake after neglect? we are actually unaware. While we may become more aware of what occurs around us as we mature, we may not necessarily become more aware of what occurs within our own minds. We make these distinctions and arrange judgments in our heads subconsciously. As humans, we have a tendency to become complacent. And as humans, we have a tendency to classify and separate things into organized groups based purely on assumptions and observational distinctions. And we do so without further thought as to the potential consequences and dangers which could arise from these inclinations. We are so quick to judge, to jump to conclusions, to make distinctions. And when this happens, we immediately separate and divide ourselves from others, creating barriers which are difficult to surmount. And I say this also occurs partly because as humans, we are afraid to step beyond our comfort zone. We are afraid to venture beyond what we know, beyond what is familiar. So we stick to those groups of people who are similar to us, and we end up avoiding those who are different, often without even knowing we are doing so. But this happens through no fault of our own, as it is a basic component of human nature. Although we are predisposed to thinking in a certain way and developing certain tendencies, it does not mean that we are incapable of venturing beyond the boundaries we have set for ourselves. Because we know that as humans, we are vulnerable towards these certain inclinations, we must then make a conscious and deliberate effort to change our behavior when we find ourselves acting on these bad habits. In order to engage more effectively within a broader community, we must learn to take a step back and view situations through a larger lens. Instead of drawing borders, we should seek to build bridges. But in order to do this, we must go beyond what we are accustomed to and diverge from our daily routine. We must be willing to be vulnerable, to throw our pride aside, and expose ourselves to new situations beyond the realms of our comfort. This is what ultimately leads to growth. And more than anything else, we must learn to love unconditionally in order to be able to accept.